entertain any questions that individuals may have regarding this motion, but I do want to speak or allow one or two of the Governance Committee members, including myself, to speak to the background of the motion. Do you have a question, sir?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, so the last time we put forth this motion, like 2 months ago, to see...
To replace Dot.
Whoever's not here tonight, right?
Actually not. It was Mr. Mike Lewis.
It was Mike.
Yeah.
At that point, we said we were going to do it at the next meeting, and then those people could come and talk. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to do the exact same process? Is that what you're introducing here?
Well, yes, because what we did was we realized that some of y'all wanted to use the runner-up list, but everybody got 3 votes, so that wasn't going to work. But if you're asking, we're going to use the same process, we're not going to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah.
But the problem we had was that when I went into the studio following the motion that you passed, and let's reflect, Dwayne Bradley, the manager, had a motion of his own in his hand when he came to the meeting. We didn't pass that motion. We passed our own motion. But when I went to the studio and invited the vice chair to the studio with me, and we spent 2.5-3 hours in the studio revising and working the PSAs and came up with 3 PSAs, and here was the background of it. We stated in our PSAs explicitly that the LSB is encouraging all members to participate. We have an underrepresentation of young people, is what we stated. That was deleted. We have an underrepresentation of women. That was stated, and it was deleted. And to the extent we wanted to try to impress upon the public that one other third item was deleted. My point was this. The manager and the PD took upon themselves to insert Dwayne's voice in the PSA, screwed up and tore up and chewed up everything we did for 3 hours, and just disregarded the motion that was passed because we didn't pass his. I don't want that to happen. Go ahead.
I'd like to make a motion that if you have that prior PSA in text somewhere,
yes,
that we approve that. And we demand, as the LSB, that be the PSA that's read by us only.
That's happened before. Can we approve it?
Can we hear the PSA?
No, that's okay.
We'd have to send it. Venetia has it on. You know, we have it on our database. We gave it to them, and they probably destroyed it, but we have it. Yes.
Point of order. There's no
second.
We can't demand anything that goes out over the air. We can only urge.
That's okay. True.
No,
but we have no control of what goes out over the airwaves as this body, the LSB.
Well, first off, you can use any language you want to use, but this body of the LSB have a perfunctory duty, and I'm protecting that duty by demanding that the manager, who is the holder of responsibility, but he also have responsibility to respond to what we consider to be responsible radio. And when we make a motion, he can't go and take that motion. So really,
he can't,
Mr. Mark, it's a matter of this. If we pass the motion, he doesn't do it, fine. But don't tell me as chair that a duly elected body of this station do not have the right to demand that the manager do something that we feel is in the best interest of this station. We do have that right.
Talking
he has the right not to do it. No, I don't have to talk to the FCC about that. I have to talk to the PNB about it, and that's what I want to do if you pass this motion.
Can we stop the button?
Yes, go ahead.
Can we give a second?
What I'm saying here is
we,
this LSB, passed that motion, and our general manager was in that meeting.
Put some teeth in.
He didn't complain, didn't disagree with the motion, didn't input anything different, accept the motion that we passed. And more than that, we have the chair and the vice chair going there, spending all that time and making that PSA. My question here is this. I mean, our general manager, I agree, in front of the FCC, you say all that what's in there. That doesn't mean that they own the station. That means that the now nobody can tell us, the LSV, what we can or we cannot, how the PSA and what, how are we targeting the new members. That is not up to management.
Next up. Well, let me get Nancy in here because we haven't heard from her.
The bylaws give the LSV the right to handle this election. It doesn't say manager.
Say it.
Exactly.
And so what we did in the governance committee, I believe the word says unrevised, not re-edited.
Unedited is the appropriate term. It was just what they did, right. Edited it.
They edited it in four different ways.
Okay.
I wish you could stay.
Go ahead.
I just want you to bring your comment.
Go ahead.
Reason you said that you had rejected the board instructs, the reason we specifically chose that term, we did recognize that the general manager does not take instruction as to best. We wanted to use that word to emphasize the importance of the word.
Did the chair and the vice chair, this is a point of information, did the chair and the vice chair give the manager or the program director the courtesy of allowing them to review copy before you recorded the PSA?
Absolutely not. It's not their prerogative.
And so you don't think that maybe there might not have been something they were concerned about being illegal, like pointing out we need more women, we need more...
Order. What are we arguing?
Well, first of all, that is an opinion. It ain't legal to say that if you know you have underrepresentation, it's only right to appeal to people to say you're welcome here.
Well,
so they took the liberty.
You say you encourage.
They
you
took the liberty.
We're underrepresented. And
we are underrepresented.
Statement of fact.
That's a fact.
It's a fact. It's a
fact. So what's wrong with stating facts? You look at the minorities on this board. You look at the African Americans on this board. You look at the women on it. We are underrepresented. They took it out for that purpose.
Could you second my motion?
They took it out for that purpose.
Could you second
and my motion? And I don't think it's right to do that. Go ahead, sir.
Well, two things. One, I want to second this motion. The second thing I want to do is point out that we have an approved election coming up, and we have rules about our elections, and that most of this stuff is going to be taken care of during that process. But we do have to get management to get on board with what the LSB is trying to do with the election, because we are the body that does it.
He was.
So I would say that we... You know.
I would just really like to suggest, I mean, this it is offensive that he altered that, or somebody
it's
altered
not respectful.
It. I do not, it is not respectful. I would suggest that we take this up in MSRC and make a statement in MSRC. We evaluate our general manager, and if there's a communication problem that, like, he does not hear us, then that needs to be stated to him that it will affect our evaluation.
Would you permit that I did have a conversation with the general manager regarding this, along with regarding her banning, along with some other things? And the general manager made it very clear to me that it was his prerogative to do it. So it really had nothing to do with legal. What this has to do is, and I've said it over and over, and this is an MSRC issue, if you pass this motion, he refused to do it. We can't allow, because the general manager is the general manager, to run this thing like a personal business and have no checks and balances, and that we have a fiduciary and a moral responsibility to make sure that all communities are represented. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to remind you, I think that this is part of the same problem that we are having. All of you received my email to our program director, because when I went there, when they reviewed the web page, I was so...
That's another motion, though. You're getting ahead of us.
It is the same franchise. When I saw that explanation...
That's another motion there.
May I?
You opened it up.
Everybody saw the email, right? All the LSVs received the email.
You weren't out of town, maybe.
Well, in the web page, the definition of the local station board purpose is too narrow than misleading. The only said that that said is KPFT Board of Directors is composed of listeners and volunteers elected to perform a variety of tasks, including including assisting in fundraising.
I saw that.
According to our foundation bylaws, we have 13 specific duties and powers. And I believe that when, and I asked him to change it. I explained to him that when you say only this, that is so narrow and so misleading, the only thing that you are doing is really perpetuating this fallacy.
But Ms. Constantine, you agree that we do need to deal with that, but it's
exactly.
of a separate issue than what's before us. You agree with that, right?
But it's part of the same, it's the same disrespect.
But I'm talking about the motion we're trying to deal with. That's the second motion that the governor's committee is dealing with.
Yes, but it's the same disrespect.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. How can we elect members to the NSB if we don't
get
the definition of what we need to the members?
It is a stall tactic. It will take the appointment.
Restate, because you was talking at the same time she was talking, so start your statement over.
There's no point in moving my thing to an MSRC review. We pass the motion to accept the script for the PSA that Hank seconded, then it doesn't have to go to the MSRC. If something goes wrong with what we're about to pass or not pass, then it becomes an MSRC issue.
It could become
so he called the question, can we deal with
it? It won't be an issue if he doesn't. Call the question.
Mr. Chair, we don't need to call the question. Time has expired.
Okay. Therefore, it's been pointed out the time has expired and no extensions. No extensions.
Why?
Because people are ready to vote.
We need to get our vote.
Are we voting?
They're ready to vote.
We're in the middle of a vote.
You need to vote.
Hey, y'all, he wasn't saying that. It's not 10 o'clock. He's saying that the time that was allowed for the motion, okay?
The time for the issue is time to vote.
Calm down now.
It's time to
vote.
Those
of you in favor of the motion.
Read the motion. Okay, just to reread the motion for the record. The motion is, the KPFT Governance Committee instructs the GM to play the PSA produced by Chair Lark and Vice Chair Patel, unedited, for the election to fill the vacancy on the board.
Wait a minute. We have a full election coming up, not just the one.
We're only dealing with this little replacement election.
It's not any more discussion. So we can discuss it.
But next
he
month
wants clarification, so I'm giving him clarification.
Yeah, thank you.
This is only for this special appointment.
Okay.
George has his hand up.
Point of information. Can we get the text of this? Can you email that to us?
Did you hear the one that he did?
No.
Well then, why do you need to hear that?
Because I'm being asked to vote for this.
Well, he never asked you to vote for anything. You've already voted that you authorized the chair to do a motion. Just vote the motion up and down.
Dwayne, you just talked over me, and you didn't answer my point of information. My point of information was, can I get that to listen to it?
No.
Okay, I'm voting against this thing.
Then dispense of it is all I want to do. That's all we're doing anyway. Read the motion so we can vote.
Okay, again, for the record, the motion is the KPFT Governance Committee instructs the GM to play the PSA produced by Chair Lark and Vice Chair Patel, unedited, for the election to fill the vacancy on the board.
Those
board
in fact, yes.
I don't understand something.
If we're
the program.
Okay.
Why the fuck wouldn't you want them to listen to what work you did?
Well, first off, we're trying to move a motion. And the idea that sending something tomorrow won't move the motion today. So if he wants to vote it down and we revisit it next month, which means we won't be dealing with appointing someone next month, we'll wait until we can hear the motion so we'll be comfortable with it. So vote it down if you're not comfortable with the chair having made if you don't trust the chair to have made a piece of stuff and the chair and the vice chair said, okay, we did this, we love and we respect honesty and legal. We know that we didn't say anything illegal. We know we didn't say anything that was untoward. So pass the motion and have the man play the promos.
Okay.
To answer your point. All the work we did.
All in favor?
Yes, ma'am.
I have just one little point. Just vote the motion up and down.
Mr. Chair, you're out of order.
Out of order. You cannot do that to the members of this board.
It's a point
what
of
what I'm doing to the members of this board is trying to move a motion.
I'm sorry, you cannot talk over them when they have been recognized.
Well, they haven't been recognized, and nor were you until I recognized you.
Point of order. He called time, and now we're debating.
Point of information.
We're
She's got a point of information.
Now she's calling a point of information. Okay? Yes, ma'am.
Didn't we pass in March exactly that motion, the PNB unanimous?
Doesn't matter what the PNB did. We're trying to get
I said it wrong. In March. Didn't we pass in March exactly the same, or in February, exactly the same motion?
The language wasn't as strong, and that's why.
Maybe that's why he was able to do what he did, okay?
And that's why he felt the stronger, more specific motion was in order.
He can still deny it.
Right.
Yes.
And then it goes to MSRC, is all I'm saying.
And the point of personal privilege.
Paper trail. Yes.
The March minutes that were being circulated before we approved them never got here.
You were the first one I gave them to.
I know, but we hadn't approved those. I thought I was looking at something we'd already approved. So.
Okay. So let's recover the March.
That motion would be in those March minutes.
That was back in February.
That was back in February because this thing was on the vine for 2 months. And we're about to put it on the vine again.
Are we voting?
No.
If I can ever go back, everybody's got something to say before you get to
it. It's been called a couple of times. So.
Not in your mail.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't matter what's in the March minutes. The motion is what I stated and has been seconded, and we're out of time.
Can we
vote? Vote on that?
Yes. Can we vote? Those in favor of the motion, please raise your hands.
Thank God. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Once again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Those opposed? 1. Let the record reflect it passes.
I abstain.
The record is just going to reflect the past. Now, thank you for your indulgence. I'd like to see if there's any report from Outreach, which I don't think Outreach has been meeting.
Can we do something about that?
Yeah.
I think
we can.
What's your suggestion?
Susan. Susan would be a great outreach chair.
What is outreach?
Do you have the time?
We tell people about KBFD. We go to events and hand out program guides and bumper stickers, and
isn't that what development's doing?
No.
Development makes money. Outside money.
They're for money. We're for awareness.
We go to parades. We work booths. We go speak to groups.
Development or outreach?
Okay, let's get a stack since everybody going back and forth. Hank?
Sorry.
Well, I just wanted to be a part of outreach.
Okay. Oh, I thought you were going to give us some suggestions what they do. Anybody else?
Yeah, Nancy wanted to do outreach, and I really like Susan rather than Hank. Hank says he wants to be chair.
Okay,
That's up to the group.
Up to the group to decide.
Tell you what, I don't think it's going to be competition for chair, because I want to be clear that the person who's going to be the chair know what they're getting into. First off, you need to know the city, and you need to be willing to learn the city and the county and the four counties around here. Because outreach means just that. You don't have to know them yourself, but that means you're a people person. You're going to reach out and create some antennas everywhere. You get together a group of people who know where things are going on. Then KPFT Outreach Committee shows up there. Get permission to either buy a table or to have permission to be on grounds or something. That's what an outreach chair is going to be doing.
Point of order, all we need is a convener.
Right. Well, I agree with you, but anybody who's coming into this thing who's going to be a convener generally turns into a chair. And if that doesn't be the case, I want the chair to know what their jobs and what we're going to be expecting them to do. And those of you who've been on, you already know. So right now, Mr. Secretary, we've got Hank. We've got
Hank is to help.
Susan Moreno and Nancy have been doing it for years now. And Susan is going to be the convener.
Okay.
You agreed to be the convener?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that'll solve that problem. That means tonight you ought to get these people's telephone numbers because they don't respond to emails.
Yeah.
Especially if it comes from the LSB trail. So you need to come.
This is a problem. Would you make sure everybody understands?
No, you make sure everybody. That's your question. You make sure everybody's aware of it. Go ahead.
I've got yours.
The LSB at kpfd.org is, it's got some problems in it, but so not everybody receives it. So if you get emails from me, I'm typing all 23 names. I leave Tony's name out because if I put Tony's name in there, something happens and it all
disappears and it's just KPFDLSB. So I'll give Tony my emails.
Because that's the entire group then.
Gotcha.
So it automatically.
Yeah, so I take it. No, because it goes to KPFT. I don't want to go to KPFT. I want John to get it.
That's what I'm
saying. Well, she needed to get that out.
There have been emails sent to you that you have not received.
Okay, just do it your way.
I want to clarify, the convener is Susan Rowe.
Oh, email blocking.
The person who volunteered for that committee was Nancy.
Nancy volunteers, of course. Hey,
Susie.
I'd like to say something.
Hold on.
This outreach.
Hold on. Nancy, Susie, you're not on that?
We got several.
Hank?
I've been doing it for five or six years.
You know, outreach is real important because most of the people in the city don't even know what to do.
Never heard of us.
And we've had a long history of this outreach committee with only six soldiers.
We should go out.
And it needs some physical strength,
Madam
you know. And it needs some ideas.
Okay.
Don't leave everything to the people that are on the outreach.
Can we discuss that?
Yes, they'll discuss that in committee. But use everyone on the committee.
Music festivals. Hey. High festivals.
You're going to do all that in committee, brother, but I want her to try to utilize everybody's knowledge because everyone around this committee know events.
Yeah.
And so just try to get a list of those events and see where you can show up and where you can't. And you can call Teresa. She's worked on the committee, even though she's not going to be serving on it. She can be a resource. I can be a resource in terms of events that's coming up where you might want to be, the parades, the...
May I make a point of a request of information? On our deal with the management here, 4 hours, does that include like the time we all walked in and maybe we all have to be out the door by 4 hours? Or?
No, it actually gives us 30 minutes setup time. So we need to be out here by 10:30.
I just want to make sure that we don't
be trying to extend and all that kind of stuff. That kind of helps that we're praying for. We got to get out of here.
Orders of the day.
Orders of the day, please, she says. Now, I'm going past governance, past outreach. Technology is dead. Management Selection Review Committee is alive. We'll have no report. We've done public commentary. The Community Advisory Board issue we've dealt with. Committee of Inclusion. We do have a committee inclusion.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I'm the chair. What I ask the body is please, some other volunteers.
2 minutes. 2 minutes.
I was told that was the convener. This LSB elect me and 3 LSB members that we are Vinicia Patel, Joseph Kay, and Jessica Poliner. We have I convened the first meeting March 30. And didn't hear from Jessica Poliner at all. We have our meeting, and we have the input of obviously a bunch of LSB members because you were coming to the meeting, and we have there Miss Lena Bain that she asked to be part of the Committee of Inclusion. And we vote to accept her. That's why I want to...
Do I hear any objections to Ms. Lena Baines being appointed to the COI? Hearing no objections?
Okay.
So
what I want to is... I don't hear from Ms. Jessica Poliner. We have 3 already. This will be the 3rd meeting. She doesn't even answer. May I ask some member of this LSB, please replacing? Jessica Poliner, she's not even answered.
We have 2
already meetings, and you know, I mean, it's so small.
I have an email that she's working a double shift today, but it didn't come in before the meeting started.
No, she means for the committee meetings.
Don't send her an email.
Well, I can send her a dole. I don't know how to communicate.
She used to be less employed than she is now.
I don't say that she does it on purpose. Right. I'm asking if somebody else have the time in the LSB because the committee is too small. We need some members.
Okay, we're going to get a stack then. All right, go ahead.
There we go.
We need one more volunteer, please.
Nancy, you can't do everything.
Yes.
Take care of your mother, too.
And take care of your mother.
So what we're doing is, in effect, you're asking for a replacement?
If we can, I mean, we can talk to
her. I just have a suggestion. Since she doesn't get email, does the secretary have her phone number? No?
I called her. I have her phone number, and she never answered.
And I'm telling you.
Okay.
If she has
all of us know our emails are tagged to our phone.
Yeah.
And you have a free email account. So if you've got a telephone, and she does, it doesn't add up to me, frankly. Okay? So what I'm saying here is that if someone wants to replace her here, we'll deal with that. If not, we're moving on. And we'll get someone for the next meeting.
Have it.
Nancy.
She already
well.
Nancy.
Yes. Are you sure?
Should we load? Should we?
It's a committee of inclusion. It'd be good to have.
I know, but she's got so much on her plate. You got so much on your plate.
Yeah,
I want to see if we can get some.
Last time I would have gone there. There was election and inclusion at the same time, so I stayed home and did election.
I want to see someone who is as active that we make a convince to get on this thing. And when you think about committee people, all of y'all are pretty much taxed out and doing your thing. So let's not. Let's go ahead and put Nancy, since Nancy wants to be there.
Susan is asking to be.
I'll be on it.
So now, okay.
Mr. Chair, leaves you.
Can I ask that you send us all a list of who's on what committee so that we can kind of hold each other accountable?
Mr. Secretary, can you do that?
And phone numbers and emails, whatever, for contacts.
Actually, I think the easiest way to do that, since it's really simple, the committee chair send their members out on the LSB trouble. We only have four committees active.
Exactly.
And I think they would best know who's active on their committees than
we was on what committee.
Well, we did have a couple of meetings where we discussed who's on what committee and everything. Right.
We assigned, but that don't mean they've shown up and they've been consistent, though.
Right, but so if they haven't been contacted appropriately in every case.
Well, there again, that's the chair's responsibility. Hmm. So I want the chairs of these committees to do what you said.
Okay.
The chair of development, the chair of budget and finance, the chair of governance, and the chair of outreach, and the chair of MSRC. We've got five, and I'll put that out.
Well, I would just like to know who's on every committee.
I'll put that out.
Now,
put
the
title.
Okay.
You forgot programming. That you gave.
No.
I'm about to get to that because we don't have it yet.
That's why.
I'm trying to get there.
It's trying to work.
I can do somebody else instead of Liana. She's too busy.
I'm trying to get there right now, if y'all will allow me.
Quick point. Actually, I couldn't know because I was as the governance chair. Anyone who shows up to my committee for three meetings as a board member can be on the committee. So as it happens, and there's no requirement to report up. We have to get that list from the committee chair.
My point was, as an LSB member, I would like to know who's on each committee.
Your point is well taken, Hank, because as chair, I would like to know who's on these committees, only the chair of the committees can report that out to us right now.
Well, they can report to us who's...
I haven't put it on the LSB trail, so everybody can get it.
Okay.
And we'll see how much attention they're paying because I don't even have all the telephone numbers of the chairs.
Oh, today. Get in
Mr.
today.
Mr. Chair.
Please. This is awful.
Okay. Mr. Chair, we have the 9C is Committee on Program Council. What I ask is for you to please, if you can, select George Ryder. His work is his last year about the program councils. He's working, please, can we can
I want to get.
I
will address that right in a minute, but right now, those chairs who are present,
right.
I want you to raise your hand, Casanova.
And conveners.
And conveners. Ms. Allen, I need you to raise your hand because the secretary is right now the chair, so we'll know who to contact. Yes, so we've got three in the House. And the fourth chair,
Vinicia Patel.
Vinicia Patel, that's MSRC, and of course you are governor. So we've got the five chairs. Now, we want you to make sure, don't leave without giving the secretary your telephone number tonight. So we'll have two direct ways in which to get in contact with you. Now, I'll go to your suggestion, and we're going to institute the program committee. And remember now, because some of you don't know the history, There was a program council that was comprised of LSB members and staff members and the public. There was an agreement, a formal arrangement, that was made some time ago with the general manager who's been here for 14 years. And he's the one who negotiated that agreement with the LSB. That agreement came up for renewal in 2009. And in 2010, because, I'm going to break it very clear to you, because I was sitting right in one of these chairs, and because the proposal that was made to reapprove the agreement, the general manager, Dwayne, came with a proposal that would give him one more vote than the LSB member. He wanted one more member on the committee for control. The board didn't agree to that. So Dwayne said, well, it won't be no program council. So this won't be that kind of program council. This is a program council that is specific committee, subcommittee of the LSB, and its charge will be to the LSB. Yes, ma'am.
January 24, 2013, the PMB passed a motion about the program council. And I think that this here is the composition. A third is a staff selected by STV, a third members of the LSB, also selected by STV, and a third listeners, approved jointly by LSB and program director, but a process satisfactory to both. The term will be 2 years, whatever. I mean, this is the whole motion. What I'm saying, no, this is the motion that they pass is 2 years. What I'm asking is,
what I need to ask is what you've just read, you're reading it from the updated version of the PMB bylaw?
The PMB, January 24, 2013. I'm asking because I know, and George said before in other meetings, that he was trying really hard to institute the program councils. He knows more about program councils than
you. Well, I heard you mention George's name several times, so let me ask George, would you want to convene this committee?
Well, as far as I know, the committee was already convened. It just hasn't, I can tell you what we've been doing.
Wait. We're talking about a local program committee that's already
program
been convened. I'm not talking about PNB. Let's sever that
LSB.
Understanding. We're talking about a local
LSB.
Program committee.
I'd like to give a report on the ad hoc committee on the program council.
Okay.
Before we do anything like that.
Okay.
And pretty much, Adriana has said what the PNB did, which should have been implemented. However, it hasn't been implemented. We voted twice here, actually, as an LSB, that it be implemented. And I have had discussions with Dwayne and Ernesto about, we have this directive from the PNB, would you please obey it? Would you please do it? And Ernesto has flatly refused. Trying to negotiate this. And Ernesto flatly refused to allow the staff to elect any members to the program council. At that point, I called Margie Wilkinson, who is the IED, and asked her if she was willing to enforce the PNB resolution. And basically, the answer was, not really. She didn't oppose it, but she really wasn't going to get to it. So where it's at the moment is, my sense is that when John Prophet has had a chance to get his feet on the ground a little bit, I will have a conversation with him and ask him if he would enforce this motion for the PNB, which directs the general managers to establish this program council. That's it. That's the report.
Well, in the meantime, can we have ours?
I don't see any reason why.
Let me say something about that. This thing was specifically made to be a management committee.
Makes sense.
The reason it was made to be a management committee is because the management, not just here, but typically, doesn't pay any attention to program committees on the OSB. They basically, nice that you're talking to us, but we're going to do what we want.
Which brings it around to MSRC responsibility.
Greater than that.
And
you see, you've got to read your bylaws. and your LSB bylaws, of course, national and general manager, but you have a responsibility. You have a responsibility to program. Mm-hmm. Read it. That's why you, aside from what management is doing, you, this committee, have a responsibility to monitor those programs and to ensure that you are doing what the bylaws tell you to do, which is that the programming ought to reflect the community. The programming ought to reflect and show diversity. So there are requirements and stipulations that you, the LSB, can't skirt because Dwayne don't want to do something. So you can either pull up and get to work, or you can continue to use an excuse, which is very clear. This manager and this program director believe that it's an infringement, and they don't like oversight. So even if you make a counter report as a program counsel saying, these are the suggestions that we make to bring us up to standard or to bring us in compliance, you have that responsibility, ladies and gentlemen. Live up to it. Yes.
I agree with you, but I don't think we should characterize people's intent.
I don't. I just see their... you know what? You're right about not characterizing intent. What I'm characterizing is results. What I'm characterizing is behavior. What I'm characterizing is experience. It's not trying to read the intent. I don't give a damn about your intent. What I see is your outcome.
Actions speak louder than...
I'm basing this on outcome, not intent.
If they're saying no...
And they don't want you to have any input.
Order in the day.
Okay.
This is strong enough.
Now, having said that, can I get some members who want to start up this local program committee for the purpose of read your bylaws and don't do anything outside of your bylaws? But I challenge you to read your bylaws and know you have a local responsibility. Yes, sir.
So the makeup of this committee, the rules of the standing committees will apply?
Absolutely. Because if you read your bylaws, you'll see a program council in there.
First meeting, when is the first
convener
meeting?
Convener is all we need for a first
meeting.
When
is the first meeting?
That has to be determined. First off, I got to get three or four people who want to do
it. When is the first meeting for the role?
For what role?
What?
You have to be at the first meeting to be a member.
What I'm saying is that if we can get two or three people tonight to say yes, I'll take responsibility for that. They decide when the first meeting is going to be and post it and call it the convention. Yes, ma'am.
I volunteer for you. Programming.
Okay, well, I got to accept it. Good. Hank, you volunteer.
I volunteer.
Crafter, you volunteer?
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Yes.
Susie.
Mike Lewis.
Mike. Everybody volunteer.
No, I'm sorry. My plan was a different...
You know your plate is full.
I have a question.
Good, put her on it.
You said the program committee, that is not the program council, that is mandated by the PMB by the 12-hour...
It's dying on the vine. I don't want to deal with that.
Separate.
I'm not going to deal with that. What I'm going to deal with as the chair of this committee is to live up to our responsibility, and I ain't creating the rules.
No, this is...
I'm not reinventing anything. I challenge you to read your bylaws.
This is extracurricular until they enforce that.
Hank Brown, Nancy, Mike Lewis, and Susie Moreno, and Nancy Sarver, I told me you got her.
I'll come in.
You wanted to speak on it, but you didn't want to be on it.
We can't.
George was the one to train.
Oh, yeah.
George was trained.
Who's the convener?
The bylaws are actually rather vague about what the LSB's responsibilities and power are. There is just one sentence in it which talks about shall work collaboratively with the general management to, I forget the rest of it, but basically further the programming goals of the network. The intention of the program council motion as it came out of the PMB was to put some substance to that.
Well, that's not what I'm referring
failing
to.
Failing all that,
what
we
I'm
need
referring
to, do
to. Okay, go ahead.
Failing all that, we need to do something, which is what we're trying to do.
Be here. Proactive. Yeah. And again, I will admit on this one, some prevailing thoughts are correct. You can't force and can't make, but you definitely can give some guidance. But you can't give any guidance if you're not counseling, if you're not in a committee.
Having served on
this
the program
four.
Council before, I would just like to say, all hell broke loose when everything worked fine, but the point at which everything
broke down
was when there was a group of people that did not like the BBC, and they decided they wanted to make the evaluation of BBC a public event. You know, we had not had any problems with evaluating programs until that was brought up. And this is the problem that you face, and that's why I think that the general manager is defensive about this, because we tried to make it a public thing. We tried to put political pressure in that committee, and it was a political thing. I'm just giving you the feedback.
But I understand. I was here. I was here when that happened. So what I'm suggesting to you is that I'm glad you brought that BBC issue up. Because in the interim, all that you call political,
a year,
the manager had to finally agree that BBC just didn't fit, that it wasn't worth the cost. So it's off of our budget now. So that the point, even though they made it political, has proven to be true. We didn't need to spend that money on the BBC. Well, you can catch it on KUHF. You can catch it on the internet. You can catch it on your cable.
It's readily accessible.
Why should we pay
29,000.
That's a
salary. I'm confused. Because Teresa, you just said that that was a political issue. And what I read here from the special motion that was passed said that in the case, the program director will serve as no voting ex officio members of the program councils, the programming councils are charged with making recommendations to the PD. If the PD declines to act on such recommendation, she shall report reasons and respond to dialogue on the issue from the council. Such dialogue shall be made widely available to the listeners. If consensus cannot be reached on a course of action between the PD and the majority of the council can appeal with a two-thirds of the vote of this member. I mean, obviously clear,
but no council exists, so what does that mean?
No. What I'm answering, Teresa said that the problem was that was made public, and the motion itself said that the dialogue need to be public. Then it's not that somebody was using
politics.
So
well, you know, that's people can't claim for politics, and not everything's politics. Go ahead.
Of the rest of this meeting, can Adriana email that out to lsb.org? So we'll have that when we go into our first committee meeting.
That site?
To where?
Cite it now. What you just read from. And that way we can get it off the internet. Now, that's one of the arguments we were making about the management decided not to put this stuff on the new website, which we ain't getting into tonight. But
you have to go to that site, and
then take the liberty of telling the people what the LSB's responsibilities are. Go ahead and read that site so he'll know exactly what it is.
Which one?
The one you just read.
The one you read to us.
Say, program directors.
No. Can you send an email to everybody?
Okay, but you have it.
So I want you to tell me where are you reading from the site.
It's not a site. This is the Pacifica Foundation.
That's what I mean. What article?
Cite the article.
Chapter? What paragraph?
Mr. Chair.
That's the site.
I'm trying to answer. This is a compilation of motions. This is not a bylaw. Like we pass.
Well, what motion is it referring to in the bylaws then?
The motion said January 24, 2013, the PMB organize the program councils that are being ordered to the LSPs. This is the way that should be done, and he explained it. The executive director should, if we cannot do it, the executive director need to tell manager, you must.
In the meantime, we're doing something about it.
Since that ain't happening, we're always in transition of an executive
We're not happening. We don't work on that.
Point of information.
Y'all
we're doing
do a
it
program
regardless.
Council or not.
Point of
that's the
will the convener please
because they're
email
not doing
the entire
it. We
LSB so everybody knows when the meeting's going to be.
Yeah.
Right now, do we have a convener?
For what?
Right now, I was still getting the confirmation. Is everybody on this list who wants to be in the meeting and who is convening? Right now, I have Hank Lamb, Nancy Seibert, and Artomi, Mike Lewis, Jim Krafka, and Susie Marino. Is there anyone else?
Anybody can come.
Anybody can come, but we need someone to step up and say they're going to be, and yet it's open to the public.
I'll convene board. The meeting.
Okay.
Chair.
What,
why is
Wesley,
it you want to
get,
disregard something passed by the PMB? I think we should try to make it.
First off, let me understand the chair. I'm so glad you challenged the chair on his perception since
no,
he said we shouldn't
why.
Go by intent. Listen, ain't nothing happening with it. It's dead and dying.
That's your opinion.
2 years
my
later,
opinion.
It hasn't
why is it my opinion and we don't have a committee? Why is it my opinion? We don't have a committee.
That's
2 years I
we
want
have
a committee.
Convener,
yeah.
We have a
he's
committee.
Not even
so when the national do what it's supposed to do, we can disband.
Bingo.
You sure
but I'm sick and tired of using excuses. Let's get up off our tails and do what we're charged
please
to do.
Please email that to everybody.
That's all I'm asking you to do.
You're ignoring what was...
How are you ignoring the PMB and you haven't been appointed and none of us have been appointed to anything?
Okay.
It doesn't exist.
Planning task force.
Well, George, Wesley, and I worked really hard.
Planning
it doesn't exist.
Planning task force.
Okay, there we go. We
when
got
does,
a debate.
Turn it over.
Y'all decide when the meeting occurs. I'd like to be there. Do your due diligence of notification.
Can I get my pen back, Nancy?
do your due diligence of notification. And let's get this thing going.
Is this your
I'm so happy.
Okay.
The convener is Mr. Crafton.
He's going to convene.
And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you something. I don't mean this lightly. You look at this agenda. I don't believe,
Jim?
In my experience, that we have gotten through an agenda in 6 years. We got through an agenda tonight, complete agenda. Give yourselves a hand, even if you feel like you don't deserve it. And it is at my expense of being obnoxious and loud and what have you, but nevertheless,
we got
the job done.
Bingo.
And I'm going to pat myself on.
Yay!
Yes, ma'am. A
couple of things. First of all, for those of you that don't know, the PMB did not get to the bylaw amendments,
exactly.
And they're going to take that up on the 21st.
I'm glad, because all y'all going to do is hold up a whole meeting when you do bring it to them, so I'm happy.
So, well, I don't know that
over stuff that ain't gonna pass.
One might pass, but I don't think the other's
right.
Going to shot.
Right.
So. But then the other thing is, I happen to be going through all my piles of paper trying to put some organization into them today.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I found a set of minutes, I looked for when we replaced members of this body so that
I
we
have it.
Some kind of trail.
Look back. And I have found that Susie Moreno replaced Jamonica Phoenix on 4/19/13. That term is a 12/13 expiration. Joe Davis replaced Doyle Odom on 5/7/14, and that term expires 12/15. George Ryder replaced Rhonda Garner in 5/11, but then was elected in 11/12, which ends on 12/15. And Venetia replaced Leo Gold, and that term ends 12/15. But I didn't find the minutes that. I actually found one of these little things Bill used to send out.
What
about
sure.
Me?
Oh, yeah, right.
No, we have it. We have it in the minutes.
I didn't do them all. I didn't find...
I have one
what
in the minutes.
Nancy replaced Ingrid Turner on April at St.
That's exactly
Saturday.
What somebody
right.
The National was asking for, right? The
right. Suggesting we couldn't do it, but I think we can do it. It's just a matter of digging through our minutes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your diligence.
Nancy, Susie replaced Belinda.
I replaced Deanna Pollard.
Who?
Oh, that's what
yes.
She said.
Yes.
After I was. Again, hey, I got 1 minute. I'm glad you
Ingrid
you brought that up.
Yeah.
After I was
Turner, yeah.
Wrongfully and illegally done wrong in this election. Next meeting, I'm going to propose a local election committee from this LSB to monitor. What's going on? Because that shenanigans that went on in 2012 by the manager and the program director, that this chair is going to make sure with y'all's help
and
that
programs.
It don't happen again.
And programmers.
And programmers, because that shenanigans of playing some folks stuff 15,000 times and not playing mine but three and playing Nancy's four. That stuff ain't happening.
I was at the bottom of the list.
It ain't happening this time.
That's what they did at the election.
And that's what I'm talking about, running this organization like it's your personal business.
There was two others down there with
me. It's not happening.
We were at the very bottom.
LSP report to the public. Joseph is supposed to be in charge of that, but they never played my nomination.
Okay, well, let's deal with that, y'all. LSB report to the public. We had some issues the last time because managers want to censure people who might say something over the air that they don't like to hear. I don't like that. But we have a responsibility, and we don't have a right. Dwayne Brandon made that very clear to me, that it's nowhere in the bylaws or nowhere articulated that we've got a right to give an LSB a report. So could you PNB members take care of that, please?
It doesn't preclude it either.
No, but I'm saying, could you PNB members send out create a piece of legislation or an amendment to require that the local station general manager produce a local LSB committee report bi-monthly or something, so at least it'll be in writing and he can't say he doesn't have to do it? Now, he is doing it.
Can he publish our report? Not make his own report.
Make his own report.
And you know, this program council, I hope this program committee start realizing that we're wasting a lot of time with the general manager and his sidekick on the air every morning right after the highest rated show we have. Now, I ain't gonna get into that, but that, as a radio man, that's stupid to waste that time and not put somebody in that spot that can continue to raise money and not just have two people yapping, feeling good about themselves.
In view of Bill Crozier, our treasurer, not being able to come here, I think something should be said about what was announced to us at the non-quorum finance committee meeting regarding the transmitter fund that suddenly shrank. Well, after 5 days, after giving us an email that
he
would have
been here, but I told him
it
wouldn't get up to him.
$23,000, people.
We'll get into that when we get into finance.
Including the regular house.
I would like to talk
super
against...
Super shrinking!
I would like to talk against your point and state my liking of the new format for the Open Journal versus the old.
Okay.
Because it's two people, it's kind of entertaining, it's kind of a talk show where we bring in the people from this volunteer organization in more of an interview process. Instead of giving that 30 minutes to the people from the public, where they just went willy-nilly, and they weren't trained how to produce the show, and they would say things like, oh, well, let's see if there's a call.
It's part of our mandate.
Community radio. Go ahead, Robert.
I'm saying it's great, but we're still working.
I'm in the journal.
5 seconds.
Okay. And
I just wanted to say, you know, maybe it doesn't have to be them doing the show.
Right. And we'll adjourn. I mean, I take your point, but what you miss my point, and that is, in radio or television or any broadcast, when you got someone that got your rating to the roof, you don't come on behind them with somebody who's not going to produce and have an excuse. Oh, well, we'll keep her over an extra hour. That's not how you build radio.
Programming.